This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, what's your reaction to this now? Well, we thought we'd get meetings mid-August. That was the time we thought, and back on the back burner.
Yeah, mate. Look, I think the mayor and the councillors have a lot to answer for. When it was originally released, I'm sure that the mayor indicated that they had an agreement with Qantas and Green Collar that would be worth millions of dollars to benefit the Shire in marketing and things like that. Now, that's totally incorrect. And when we presented our petition, it had over 770-odd signatories on it. They really have are holding this Shire in contempt. They've totally disregarded the petition. And I think they've got this totally wrong. They've misread the residents of the Shire. There's so much anger out there about this farce, and they just can't see it. Like Roy Zambataro said that the council never gets it wrong. Well, Paul, they have got this so badly wrong, and they really need to stop it now before it goes any further.
Well, you know, as we've discussed before, and Chris Beckwith came on this program and spoke about it when he checked with Qantas, and Qantas said, no publicity is coming your way. You can't even use the logo on the council website. That, you know, there was no publicity. Now they've gone back to Qantas. Now, you're trying to work out what's going on. What do you think is happening in council right now with the mayor and those councillors who voted for this thing?
Mate, I think the mayor and the councillors have voted for it. Have got had their pants pulled down because there was obviously no agreement whatsoever, and I think they took a position that we'll just sneak this through. No one will know about it, and it'll be a done deal. And I think it's an appalling way of running a council. As I said, there's so much anger in the community about this, the lack of consultation, and they're treating the residents with utter contempt. And you only have to have a look at some of the letters that are coming in on Newsport about this issue. There are a lot of unhappy people out there, and I think that the council, if they put their hand up for the next election, are going to feel the wrath of the community.
I'm already getting the impression that there's going to be, I mean, you've got Kim Rowley who's going to be running, you've got Michael Kerr who's probably going to run again. We don't know whether he's going to run as mayor or a councillor, we don't quite know at this stage. But I'm hearing whispers from other people, particularly over in Mossman, who are going to put their hands up, they tell me privately, they're going to put their hands up to go for council this time. There seems to be a bit of a groundswell at the moment that, you know, they're going to face in March the wrath of ratepayers, this particular council.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's the word we're hearing as well, Paul, that people are just so, I was going to say pissed off, people are so pissed off that with this council that they want a vent on them. Look, if the council was fair dinkum about doing something about carbon, their carbon footprint, they would come on board with the Daintree residents and support the Daintree Power Project. Yet we can't even get a letter of support out of council. Julie has stated that she doesn't believe that the proposal that we are looking at and have put to the federal government stacks up, and they want to see more solar over here. So, as I said, if they were fair dinkum, we produce over 10,000 tonnes of CO2 every year. Why isn't the council doing something and maybe contributing to our proposal? They're not interested. And the thing is, they just are so tied to DSSG, Mike Berwick, and the Green Lobby that they won't support us for some reason. It just doesn't make sense.
You mentioned one councillor there, Roy Zamataro. Now, when I had Roy on the program, he took it as a personal, blight on his reputation that people were questioning this.
Well, mate, I hope he can actually see why people are questioning what he did, because, it's just total arrogance, to be honest, that he believes that he's done the right thing. He's supposed to be there to represent the best interests of the community. It just, it beggars belief. The other thing is that the ferry fiasco. We're now looking at a 25-year contract for the ferry. Has never happened before. And I'd say that is purely to try and stop any proposal for a future bridge, but that's the way the council's operating at the moment. It just beggars belief.
So where do we stand now with this? We're in limbo.
We're in limbo, all right. Look, Paul. One thing I would say is our petition is ongoing. We've left it open, and we would encourage everyone to continue to sign it. Just to give a. An indication to council that people are fed up with the way we're being treated. And I suppose, in a way, if council were fair dinkum about getting to know what people really feel, why don't they do their own poll? And I think they've done polls for other issues. I challenge the mayor and the council to actually do their own poll and let the whole shire have a say on what they think about this carbon credits. Our petition basically was on Facebook as such. And a lot of people in the shire don't go on Facebook, and their voices aren't being heard, apart from the few that are writing the letters. So how about the council does a full poll of the entire shire, and let's see what all the ratepayers think about this farcical situation that we're now in.
Put their money where their mouth is.
Put their money where their mouth is. If they're so confident about what they're doing, that's going to benefit the whole shire, how about they put their money where their mouth is?
Okay, Russell O'Doherty, just before you go, just a comment on another story that we ran this morning, and that was this Daintree Conservation Group going to the Daintree Ferry, and police had to be called because they don't want mobile phone coverage. Now, this is a bloke called Dr. Hugh Spencer, Batman, who's been on a mission to eradicate coconut palms from the far north beaches for quite some time by deliberately poisoning the iconic plants, and the man behind the protest at the ferry. He reckons people are escaping the increasingly connected world. They don't want phones in the rainforest. And this is what he said, quote, "We'll have people walking around this beautiful rainforest bumping into trees because they got their eyes fixed on a screen." What do you think?
Mate, he is an absolute fool. I cannot understand why council didn't prosecute him for poisoning the coconuts for a start. But he would be the only one up here that doesn't want decent mobile coverage. Everyone is crying out for it. The coverage up here at the moment is absolutely appalling. There's a problem with Telstra's infrastructure. But everyone up here thinks he's just a joke. No one takes him seriously, and the fact that he took it on himself to do this survey of people coming up here, it just says it all. He's just an absolute joke of a bloke.
Okay, all right. I think we get the picture there. All right, Russell O'Doherty, I guess it's watch this space.
I think so, Paul, and it'll be interesting to see what the mayor and the councillors do from here on in, because, as I said, there are a lot of angry people out there that are really disappointed in council.
Well, that's the great thing about our world and our country, is we have a democratic society, and when elections come up, you can vote them out or keep them in. That's the beautiful
Absolutely.
Thing about our democracy, Russell.
That is, Paul. That's a great thing about it.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thanks, Paul. Bye, mate.
Bye. Russell O'Doherty there. And yes, so the meetings for public consultation, education, as they were touted earlier, are not going ahead. Not in the, well, certainly not in this month, I would suspect. And then you get into September and October and November and December, and then we're into Christmas. So anyway, what will Father Christmas bring us? We don't know yet.